fits the younger man.
Romans 12.
She's doing something for, I think, for Angela Kelcher this morning. They watched the kids. She's doing something. They watched James.
Well, just to review a couple things. In verse 14, bless them which persecute you, bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. And remember that means opinions about anything. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. Now, I think did we start on the next one? No, we didn't. Actually, we didn't. We're in verse 17. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. Recompense means to give back or to deliver what under normal circumstances would be due. So, you know, all of the, let's just pick on married couples for a minute. Well, you started it. You'll see this theme about not justifying yourself, not standing up for what you think is right. Throughout these next few verses. And if any of you have been married for any length of time, you know how right that is.
I did it last night. I was like, you don't have time for me. I don't have time for you.
I'll fix you.
Sorry.
Did you say that as like bragging or as a confession?
I meant it to be a little funny, but it's mostly confession.
Mostly confession?
He's honest.
No, he's not.
I'm not proud of it.
John.
Did you ask forgiveness?
Yes.
Evil is kakos. Troublesome, injurious, destructive. Recompense to no man evil for evil. But provide, or it means to care for, things honest. And it's interesting that evil is kakos and honest is kalos. And so it's that which is genuine or real, honorable. In the sight of all men means in the presence of everyone. And what this is telling us, if we can hear, is that the outward expression must always conform to the inner reality. If your mate has any sense of any discernment, the discernment of an ant, they know when you're faking it anyway, that, you know, well, I'm just doing this so I don't have an argument. And so the process, the reason this is so critical and why why you can't stuff it is because you must seek for, you must repent internally for the feeling, for the thought. If you don't do that, then you're just another stupid Gentile, carried away with his own lusts or wants or trying to be right. And it just becomes untenable. So it's all of this is about the internal response. So you recompense to no man or woman evil for evil, but provide things honest in the sight of all men. No hypocrisy. Now, how do you get rid of a hypocrisy? The only way that you can have hypocrisy is because you have resurrected the evil one. And how do you do that? You resurrect the evil one with opinions. Christ is always this position. Everybody understand that clearly? Recompense to no one. Evil for evil.
Yeah, I'm seeing the motivation can't be for self protection. It has to be from this source you just said.
Sort of goes along with turn the other cheek.
Well, the whole point of it is that's what some people are programmed for conflict avoidance. And so in that core program, they walk in hypocrisy because I can't say that. And so rather than repenting of what that feeling or whatever is going inside you and abandoning it and giving it to God, you hold it, but you act. And you hold in and stuff it so there won't be conflict. That's what I always do, of course.
Only in my life I've been programmed for normally conflict avoidance. And there are people I've known in my life who are programmed for conflict. So how do you deal with that?
You, it's not about anybody else. It's about you. And God will bring whatever happens into your life until you come to the end of this protection and conflict avoidance, until you find honesty. So you have an opinion about something, but you stuff it for conflict avoidance rather than repenting of the opinion. So you hold the position that you're right and they're wrong, but it's silent. And it is the most evil of evil that you can do. Does that communicate?
It does.
I figured it would.
And then when I finally choose to approach the conflict, that doesn't work very well either.
Well, forget approaching conflict. This has nothing to do with that. But it's simple. That's why we're a community. If something happens and you can't, and it just creates a third world war, then you go to somebody else. And the three of you talk about it. But you don't talk about your opinion of them to anyone else.
That's right.
Do you see how damaging this is when you do? Everybody? Everybody?
Yes.
Everybody?
My statement encompassed my whole life.
I know. Because you were programmed to stuff it.
Most of the time.
But so was everybody else.
Okay.
There's nothing that's taken you. It's just common, ordinary flesh. There's nothing special about anybody. It's just what flesh does. Conflict avoidance. We're going to get to that in a second here. All right, let's go to 1 Peter. No, 2 Corinthians first. The sun has become my enemy, and after I'm all wired up.
Yeah. I in fact, closed that this morning after you opened it.
I opened it again because I'm stupid.
Are you bragging?
Yeah.
I will not respond to that.
2 Corinthians, chapter 8. So, John, did you miss morning Bible study?
He's probably still defrosting.
What?
He's probably still defrosting.
Will he come up?
Well, that's got some interesting stuff. This is the whole thing here is Paul is talking about the collecting of the needs for the people in Jerusalem. And then in verse 9, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might be rich. Now that sounds like a prosperity gospel's mission statement. And herein I give my advice, for this is expedient for you who have begun before not only to do but also to be forward a year ago. And that means they gave a year ago. Now therefore perform the doing of it, that as there was a readiness to will, so there may be a performance also out of that which you have. Now this isn't the verse we're studying, but it's a verse I talk about a lot. For if there first be a willing mind, it is accepted according to that a man hath, and not according to that which he hath not. Now, what this means is we are never, ever, ever judged or even considered by what we don't have. I mean, there's no situation. If you don't have something that you think you need, then you give it to God and wait. But you don't... Let me just say this. I've been dealing with something about this. That somebody wanted to go in debt to get something out, to get something done. And this, you can't. You got to. If you go in debt or go borrow, then you have left this chastisement of God. And so you're going to have to learn that lesson 50,000 times instead of you're never judged by what you don't have. Just be faithful to what you have. Does that communicate? All right. For I mean not that other men be eased, but and that you be burdened, but by equality, that now at this time your abundance may be a supply for their want, that their abundance also may be a supply for your want, that there may be equality or equity. As it is written, he that had gathered much had nothing over, and he that had gathered little had no lack. But thanks be to God, which put the same earnest care into the heart of Titus for you. For indeed he accepted the exhortation, but being more forward of his own accord, he went unto you. And we have sent him with him the brother whose praise is in the gospel throughout all the churches. And not that only, but who also was chosen of the churches to travel with us with this grace which is administered by us to the glory of the same Lord and declaration of your ready mind. Avoiding this, that no man should blame us in the abundance which is administered by us, providing for honest things not only in the sight of the Lord, but also in the sight of all men. Now that's the whole idea. There's a scripture that says, because of you, the way of truth is evil spoken of. You remember that? I can't remember where it is right now. In the United States, according to this book, The Day America Told the Truth, the opinion of televangelists is the third worst of any population group. It's only drug lords and madams or pimps that have a worse opinion in the world of. And so, because of whatever is going on, the excesses and the greed and all that, and hypocrisy that goes on, that's the image that men have of Christianity. Because for many, that's all they know about it. And the same is true on a smaller scale with each one of us. Is it because of you the way of truth is evil spoken of? Because of whatever reason? And so anyway, this is what I'm trying to get at here. Now go to 1 Peter 2:12. Blessed, in verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope, or an alive hope, by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept or guarded or garrisoned by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. As I've said so often, it's not faith that's important. It's the trial of faith. Whom having not seen, you love. In whom, though now you see him not, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that would follow. And to whom it was revealed that not unto themselves but unto us they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven. What he's saying is all the prophets and all the writers from time immemorial prophesied of this mystery of Messiah, and now it's here. Now, I wanted to read you all that because I wanted you to get this one. Unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us, did they minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. Now, this is about what it means to provide things honest in the sight of all men. It's the moment we render evil for evil, then we are not providing things honest in the sight of all men. And that we are just as bad as the televangelists. Now, and this is why I, again, from my standpoint, I don't know how a believer. I could not be a believer, I don't think, outside of a body. And it's hard enough within a body. There's just too much crap that your mind does to you. without the preaching of the cross, we are all just hypocrites of the first order. We all have all these opinions and things. And so what we're doing in our mind is constantly rendering evil for evil. Until you find out that your mind is no longer, you don't have to pay attention to it. It's just what it does. The heart beats, the lungs breathe, the mind screws you. All right. So that the outward expression must always conform to reality within you, and that reality in you is conforms to the word. And if it doesn't, you can't learn to do it better. You can't do how to. The only way, if it isn't, is repentance. And this is where, this is probably the most important place. Because in that, as we've talked about, the midnight hour, when your mind goes crazy, that's when you render evil for evil. That's when you have all your sweet thoughts. That's when you have all of the plans. That's when the idolatry and murder and everything else have their sway, if you let it. Right?
That's when sin becomes exceedingly sinful. And that's
right, and if you let it, but most people don't repent of it. All right, verse 18.
Back. You mentioned that the previous reading was in chapter 1 of the first speaker for our listeners.
Yeah, you said chapter 2. Most of us have been.
Yeah. Oh, they can find it.
Yeah. It's Peter 1, 3. Those who care.
If it be possible.
Where are we now?
Romans chapter 13, chapter 12, verse 18. This is the reason we studied peace so long the last few days. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Now that sounds like an instruction to be a hypocrite. You have to tune in Monday to find out because we're quitting.
It's like couching here.
But it is really big.
This whole thing relating to your supposed enemies is hit several times here.
I know.
Hit you? No, I mean, it's mentioned in three or four aspects.
Over and over and over. All right. Anybody have anything else?
Just yesterday, something hit me about, it's really basic, that the world is ruled by God, not by me, but how it affects me was a lot of times I've resented the fact that I'm mortal, because it's like there are certain CDs I have that I'm, if I died, I wouldn't even get to listen to them yet, or you know, things that I think would be incomplete. But when I realized that, well, I don't rule these things, even those things, you know, God does, then it's like a let go.
Amen. That's a whole bunch, and that thought process is true for all of us in a ton of issues.
That's why they come up with that bucket list movie.
What?
The bucket list. It's a bucket list. Before you kick the bucket, there's a whole list of things that you intend to do in these two old guys.
Oh, I saw that. Well, I know what you're talking about. I saw an ad for it.
It's kind of a funny concept. That's what we're talking about. You got a bucket list.
I had a Trinity list.
Dana is leaving us today. Can we lay hands on her before she leaves? Come over here, Miss Dana.
Okay.
You have to sit down?
Hello. I'll be in the rest while I do this.
Go ahead, Gary.
Father, we do extend our love for Dana through you.
pray that you continue to minister her, let her mind be at rest and ease.
Amen.
Comfort her. Let her know that by you and through you all things are complete and perfect. Let her be in rest at every moment.
Thank you, Father.
Send her on her way with Godspeed.
And please have her quit saying, God told me to do something.
Okay, thank you. Okay. I'm learning. Thank you.
May your spirit go before her. May she be at total rest and just be instead of trying to be.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Thank you. Thank you for a lovely time. It's been wonderful.
Hmm.
Right. Community is great.
Be good on your walk.
Oh, I have a question for you on Complete Gear.
Yeah,
let me turn this off.
Gary,
you owe some money to the bag.
Oh, that's right, I did.